WMAL News at 11, I'm Heather Curtis. The number of people murdered in Baltimore increases this weekend, despite pleas for just a short break from the killings.
Local activists made a simple request: nobody kill anybody for 72 hours. That hope came to an end when a 24-year-old man was shot and killed about 40 hours into the ceasefire. That death marks Baltimore's 209th homicide so far this year. The city is on pace to record its highest annual murder rate. I'm Bill Michaels.
Fatal drug overdoses in Maryland are continuing to climb at an alarming rate.
New figures show that from January through March, there were 550 overdose-related deaths in the state of Maryland. That's a 37% increase over the 401 overdose-related deaths in the same period last year. The report also noted an increase in fentanyl-related deaths, which is driving the overall spike in overdoses. The state health department released those numbers on Friday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The president and two Republican senators released their plan to slash legal immigration to the U.S. Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment Act cuts the number of low-skilled immigrants given green cards to work here in half. It creates a merit-based grading system to make sure higher-skilled workers are the ones allowed to come here. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells CNN State of the Union he agrees with some parts of the RAISE Act.
My view is we need to get more skilled people into this country. That part of it is a good idea. The family reunification portion of it, I want to take a closer look at that.
Congressional Democrats call the plan shameful, saying it flies in the face of Lady Liberty. California Governor Jerry Brown tells NBC's Meet the Press he wants the debate over the president's plan to cut funding to sanctuary cities to be argued in court. The president's latest attempt to punish so-called sanctuary cities is angering many.
As far as the lawsuit, that's something that our independent attorney general can decide, but it might just be very helpful to get into court and resolve this in a judicial form rather than in the rhetoric of politicians talking past one another.
In our own area, sanctuary cities like Tacoma Park say they will not be intimidated by the president's threat to withhold federal money from them. The results of a study of the impact of a proposal to increase the minimum wage in Montgomery County are being questioned. The study commissioned by County Executive Ike Leggett finds increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022 would cost the county nearly 50,000 jobs over the next 6 years. But David Cooper, an economic analyst at the independent nonpartisan think tank, the Economic Policy Institute, says the study's not valid.
It doesn't even pass even the most basic standards of research design.
He says the people who conducted the study emailed a survey to county business owners asking them what they would do in response to the minimum wage increase and then took that information as fact. Leggett says the study is a valuable contribution to a continued debate over raising the minimum wage. All eyes are on China as the UN implements new sanctions on North Korea, which refuses to stop testing nuclear missiles. The top U.S. diplomat for Asia, Susan Thornton, says in the past, China's only complied with sanctions against North Korea after nuclear tests. In 2 weeks, the U.S. will be in the bullseye for a total solar eclipse. The total eclipse August 21st will be the first full solar eclipse in nearly a century. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
McDonald's now offering a delivery service.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
The fast food giant is looking to make customers comfortable eating at home with a new clothing line that includes an adult-sized onesie covered in pictures of Big Macs.
And they deliver it to your home?
They deliver it.
I'm going to assume this is going to be a big service in those states in which marijuana has been legalized. It's just my hunch.
Wake up with Mary and Vince. 5 to 9 a.m. 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
It's 11:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A new crash now. The shoulder blocked on the Beltway Outer Loop between US 50 and Annapolis Road. No slowdowns to report with that. 95 southbound after Route 630, Stafford. A crash blocks at least one lane. Keep an eye out for emergency crews. US 50 slow in both directions around Pennsylvania Avenue right now. And we're seeing slow traffic on 95 southbound. That slowdown starts around Lorton Road. It's going to remain heavy through Prince William Parkway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy skies, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms developing later, lows around 70. Right now, 74 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. It's going to be a great show this week. Had an interesting survey I saw this past week. One in three Americans has zero saved for retirement. We're going to go through the 8 steps for retirement plan to live forever, as well as a very special guide, how to protect your nest egg in 9 easy steps. Folks, you really need to hear about this if you're at all worried about your retirement planning. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Now, Coach, I'm only 30, but a statistic like that, it sounds crazy to me that folks just aren't saving for retirement. Now, folks, I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined alongside best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. That is Coach Pete Deruta. He's also the winner of 2 Emmys. Now, what are we talking about here? Are folks really just not taking the time to save?
Well, there's so many different risks that we have to basically plan for when we're talking about retirement planning. It's not just the market risk.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're diverted with that. It's all we ever hear about is what the market does. And what it's not doing or whatever. But that's a big risk, but it's not the only risk.
Okay, so what else is there?
Yeah, well, we have – it's a big list, Thomas, so we're not going to go through it all today. But there are a lot of different things that can pop up on the way to retirement and once you're into retirement that can derail what you thought would be a successful retirement plan.
Okay.
And we have country risk. The country you live in, believe it or not, has a risk. And, you know, the power of the dollar. You hear about that all the time,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So if we have a good exchange rate and you're traveling in retirement, well, you can get a lot more bang for your buck. We have a bad exchange rate, it's going to cost you a lot more, right?
That's right.
Those kind of things.
True. Yeah, I used to travel to Europe. I remember when the exchange rate, it was like $1.45 per euro.
Yep.
So you would just lose crazy amounts of money when you went over. Yeah.
So the market risk we call big market risk, but then there's also price risk, the risk of the stocks that you're holding being worth less when it's time to liquidate it. Or your bond prices falling when you're holding them, those kind of things. Because if interest rates go up, bond prices go down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
We need to be careful on that. Political risk, what's going to happen? Who knows? Gosh, every single day, you never know. Do you hear these days?
It's true.
But putting together a list, and there's 8 steps for a retirement plan to live forever. We want to make sure that our retirement plan lives forever. We want our money to outlive us.
Okay.
Now, I've talked to some people. They say they don't care about their money, and they want their last check that they write to bounce. The only problem is we never know when the last check we're going to write is.
Spot on right there.
Yeah, I'm going to write this check. I'm going to die tomorrow.
Right.
And then you wake up.
Exactly.
It's like Groundhog Day.
I was about to say.
Over and over again. So I put together a little checklist here, and we'll go through some of these. And it's just about looking at where you are now and making sure that, number one, you trust your plan. You trust your planner.
Mm.
And many times what I've seen is the planner to get you to retirement is not the planner that's going to have the right plan to get you through retirement.
Okay. So
husband and wife, those kind of things.
Different goals here, I guess.
Yeah. And one of the big culprits that drains people down in their plan
in and interrupts the plan is something called minimum required distributions.
Huh, so what are those?
MRDs or RMDs, required minimum distributions.
Okay.
Both mean the same thing.
Okay.
If you have money in IRAs or 401ks, 403bs or TSPs, when you reach a magic age of 70 and a half, the government makes you start taking money out.
Makes you?
Yes. Okay. Even if you don't want to take money out, they make you take money out, okay?
Okay. It doesn't sound like the worst deal in the world, but what's going on?
Well, let's say you don't want to take it out.
Okay.
And they make you take money out. You have to pay tax on it when you take it out. See, that's why they make you take it out.
Okay.
So if there was a way, which, by the way, there is, that you could put some of your money away that's in IRAs and 403Bs, 401Ks, all the money the government says you have to take out at 70 and a half.
Sure.
If there was a way where you wouldn't have to do that, based on the government's rules, would you want to find out about that for some of your money?
Well, more control for me,
definitely. So if you didn't want to have those required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half, there are ways where you can delay that.
Okay.
You're just delaying it. You're not repealing it. You're kicking the can down the road a little while.
No.
Eventually, you'll have to take money out, but there are ways. And if you're curious about finding out about how to delay those required minimum distributions, I'd recommend you give us a call.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
You know, one of the big problems when we talk about planning for retirement is coming up with a realistic picture of today's expenses and today's values, building with inflation what it's going to cost tomorrow.
Oh,
and the next day, and the next year, and the next decade, and that's for a lifestyle, whatever's happening, and what you're going to lose income-wise.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about this, but if one of the spouse passes away, a lot of times some of the income goes with them.
Wow, yeah, that's a good thing to think about. That's something I don't think about where I currently am in my working years.
Yeah, so we look at where we are right now,
and
again, that's all financial planning is, basically, and retirement planning, is looking at where you are right now, the destination you're going down, the road you're on, and making sure the road you're going down financially, is really the road that you're supposed to be on to get you to and through retirement. And Thomas, many times we call ourselves financial navigators because we have to get people back on course.
Makes a lot of sense.
And if you're, you know, when you're on the journey, many times you don't realize how far off the course you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Well, I was going to ask you this. You know, there's that old analogy with guys driving down the road, Coach, that we refuse to ask for directions. We refuse to stop at the gas station. Do you run into that with retirement planning as well?
And it's the same way. We get we get ready. Who needs a map? Let's go forward on vacation. And then we realize maybe we did need a map, and we try to somehow blame it on someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a guy thing, right?
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All right, so when we get on that trip, when we get our journey together, our financial journey, we need to know with confidence that we're going the right way, and we need to review that. Have waypoints, we call them. So, hey, we're on the same. That's what airplanes do, by the way. They check.
Oh, do they?
The air traffic controllers have something called waypoints out there. So when the pilots are in the air, they can check how close they are to where they're supposed to be.
Make sure you're on course.
They're beacons that are out there.
I had no idea.
Right?
Wow.
So like when we're on our journey, though, through retirement, and we have a confident plan, we know exactly what we're doing, then we can be off and running and we don't worry anymore, right?
That's right.
And so, but too many people I talk to each and every day are dealing with the wrong planner for the wrong time of their life.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things I really laugh at this when I hear certain financial organizations bragging about how they were ranked number one or two or three in one, like Barron's or one of the big magazines.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, what you have to do then is you have to listen to the disclaimer at the end, how they were ranked that way.
Oh, really?
And
okay,
I listen.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote the book, Fine Print Fiasco.
You
so
did.
I always analyze fine print because I know that brochures giveth and fine print doth what? Does what?
It taketh it away.
It taketh
Coach.
Away. And so the funny thing in the fine point is after they say this institution is our financial planners are ranked number one or two in the nation or whatever, then it says based on fees charged.
That's one
of the disclaimers.
Really?
You know, and some other things. But, you know, that's in their equation is how much money they're making off you.
How does that even make sense? What in the world?
So, of course, they're number one. They're bragging about how much money they're making, and they're doing it in a commercial designed to make consumers think it's a good thing.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So be very careful if someone's bragging about how good they are. Say, based on what? Show me the parameters, and let's look at that fine print.
That's right.
So, Thomas, one in three Americans have less than a dollar saved for retirement.
One in three
have less than a dollar.
I'm completely
shocked.
Can't
even buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
With your retirement plan.
Wow, that is incredible.
And so that's not good.
No, it's not.
So people who have more than $200,000, though, saved for retirement is about 18% of everyone listening.
Okay.
200
okay.
up to, you know, 200 plus.
Good job.
Although that's not the ultimate place to be. At least they are on track to what we call sleeping well at night. And folks, you really need to have those accounts set up correctly, especially if we're getting into what we call the financial red zone. That's our red zone sounder right there, which is 52 or older. It's time to look at your financial plans and make sure that some of them, you start to build retirement plans into there. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you don't have a retirement plan unless you have a lifetime of systematic income that can never go away throughout your life. And that is the main problem out there. There's a lot of problems in the money world, but folks, many of them are correctable and fixable. Don't put off fixing them until it's too late. So for the next 10 callers who call in today, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full blown retirement plan or not. And Thomas, keep in mind, this review is a $999 value we're going to give away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Keep in mind, you're in that great zone if you have that money saved. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we do the right things with it. Now, what this will consist of is mapping out and taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by showing you where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report. Now, this, folks, is a very revealing report, and it's embarrassing many times when we print it out and show it to you how many fees you're paying and don't even know it. Very important to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We'll also include a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. That's very important as well. But most importantly, we're going to run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do that, you surely will take the worry out of living and really living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the retirement planning process for the next 10 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $999 value, Thomas, but we're going to give it away to the next 10 callers as soon as you open the phone lines up. So again, the next 10 callers, call right now. If you get a busy signal, keep calling, because we will make sure that you get your plan done for you.
That's right. What a great opportunity. Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Speaking of roadmaps, we're going to go through how to build a proper financial and retirement plan roadmap and how math really is money when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation. Folks, if you're just joining us, I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio here with Coach Pete DeRuta. And actually, someone's just walked in. Who is that, Coach?
Well, we have our chief planner from upstairs, Parker Holland, is joining us in studio. Parker, welcome in.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, welcome in, Parker.
I went in a car lot the other day.
Oh, did you?
You know what happens when you go to a car lot? You feel like you're getting attacked.
The truth.
And I think people have that same kind of theory when they think about financial folks, because I hear all the shows out there.
Come yeah.
On, let's be honest. I hear them, and gosh, it's a gimmick, one gimmick after another.
Oh, sure. It feels like Shark Week all year long.
Yeah. And there's shows telling you how you're going to make a million by you quit your job and you start. They'll show you how to make a million in the market.
Sure, yeah.
I wonder how many times that has not worked, by the way.
Oh, Lord, I bet, yeah.
You know, you're not going to get rich quick, and that's what we want to do is get you comfortable slowly.
There you go.
And so I was pondering on the way in the studio today, and we're going to talk to Parker about this in a minute, though, but how confident are you right now that your plan as it is set up right now, how confident are you that it will get you all the way through retirement with no worry, that those checks will always come to the mailbox, what we call the green flag on the mailbox, with 100% certainty, and you'll never have a problem? And if you can't answer 110% to that question, you really need to get a real retirement income plan put together. It's not just a financial plan, which has a lump sum time bomb. You look at your lump sum and you say, gosh, I got a good lump sum. Then you retire. Parker, you know people in your family that have retired. When you retire, Thomas, you too.
Yeah.
You know, every day's a weekend. Every day's a Saturday.
No doubt.
And the paychecks stop coming from the company. The paychecks now have to come from you. You are the pension master.
There you go.
So it's up to you to pensionize your lump sum. So what does that mean? It means you make your own stream of income that you can't outlive. It needs to be consistent, persistent, reliable, and guaranteed through the rest of your life, a stream of income. And we need to eliminate the hidden enemies. Some aren't so hidden. Some aren't really hiding. They're hidden in plain sight. The IRS.
The biggest one.
And they're going to be here. The state income tax authority, too, if you're in states that tax, and most states do. And then we have fees, expenses, and commissions.
Okay.
So how important is it for you to keep more of your money in your pocket, utilizing all the tools and techniques that are out there to minimize or eliminate unnecessary risks, fees, or commissions?
Yeah. Well, I look for every deduction every year on my tax returns. Why wouldn't I do that as I head into retirement?
If you're out there saying, gosh, we're not sure, or, yeah, we have this lump sum. What are we going to do with it?
Yeah.
Well, the first step is not to do anything.
Oh, sure.
That's right. Poach Pete just said, do not do anything until you get the right plan. And we've seen so many mistakes made where people say, well, I'm just going to take my 401k out and put it in my stock account and manage it myself.
Oh, no.
And they roll it over or they bring it out. They pay taxes or they do it the wrong way.
Yep.
If you're moving your money, and we hear the stories all the time about people who hire home movers and they don't know if they're bonded or whatever, so they either their furniture doesn't get there to your next house or it's damaged, or they put it in the front yard and don't bring it in.
Yeah.
So right now, a lot of people have that movement in operation where they said, well, I'm retired. I'm going to move my money over here. The movers come, the financial movers come, and they leave all your stuff in the yard. They don't put it in the house. They leave you unprotected, and when the rain comes or people steal things, there's fees, expenses, commissions, and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not, again, 100% sure that you have that lump sum, again, taking your financial plan and turning it into a retirement plan, give a call right now, and we can do it for you. We can at least give you a look, an overview, a satellite view of where you are right now, and make sure that you're the destination you're headed to and the journey you're on is the right place for you and your family, financially speaking and retirement speaking. Very, very important, because we talked about earlier on the show how so many people don't have hardly enough saved for retirement.
Exactly.
So we're going to go through an example with Parker in a minute, but I want you to give a number out. Folks, if you're really curious about what your lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime of guaranteed income with no worries of market loss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have all the different tools and strategies available known to man in our firm here. So we can do risk. We can do safety. I like to put a perfect plan together.
Yeah.
But the very first thing we do when we're talking about retirement is put a retirement income plan together that has inflation protection that will increase your income as you go through life.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Parker, we see inflation is a big hindrance for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and most people don't take it into account. I had a gentleman who brought in a retirement plan last week, and the one thing I saw, page one, was they didn't even take inflation into account over 30 years.
Who, his really? Current planner?
His current planner.
Well, that's not a planner then.
Oh,
his current salesman, you mean?
Exactly.
Who sold him a bunch of stuff and made a lot of commission and didn't help the client out? That'll never happen.
Wow. Oh, never.
Thomas,
see,
it happens
every week.
Way too much.
It's ridiculous just to even hear that this is still going on.
You know, how was his money? Was his money protected at least from market loss?
It was 100% at risk, and half of it was sitting in large cap overinflated stocks.
You know, a lot of people ask themselves, and if you're not, you should be, can I protect and preserve my assets against market volatility? Mm. You know, and when a lot of times the worst enemy is the investor, though, when the market goes up and they have a profit,
mm-hmm.
instead of locking that in, again, you're not up until you're out. Instead of locking that profit
just like
in,
Vegas.
Taking money off the table, what do? They pile more money on the table.
No.
And anyone who tells you the market will never go down is lying to you. We know it will. It's mm-hmm. happened a couple times in this century already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned year 2001, 2, and 2007 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far away, but gosh, we have very short-term memories these days, don't we?
We do.
I can't even tell you what I ate last Wednesday. Do you guys remember what you had for dinner last Wednesday?
Well, I was about to say last night. How about that?
You pushed me to this morning, and I'm pushing.
I was trying to make it more complicated. Yeah, again, last night. I mean, you know, it's always – I know what I do get. I'm a creature of habit. I mean,
sure.
Every week there's a pizza involved in my life. There's at least a taco or two, right?
There you go.
And then maybe a hamburger from a fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
One of our staff in the office was nice enough. I don't know if it's nice or evil. She was nice enough to bring two boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts in the other morning.
Ooh, nice.
I'm not the one on a diet. I'm okay with it.
I resisted for about 30 minutes. I was proud of myself.
I was going to say, I walked in on you eating one earlier.
But I was proud of myself. I left two bites in my hand, and I threw it away.
It's like a diet version.
So I felt good about that.
He maintained control.
So when you see that, though, if you're driving down the road and you see that red sign lit up at Krispy Kreme, you're right over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had the hot donuts at Krispy Kreme?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you could eat – this was before I realized there were fat grams and stuff like this back in the day.
Oh, but what are calories?
When I was little, yeah. We could eat a whole dozen of those things.
Yeah,
this was back in little Coach Pete days in like fifth grade or whatever.
Yeah,
we would brag to each other how many pizzas we ate at the pizza buffet.
Burn them off riding bikes.
Now when you go to pizza buffet, you get two or three and you're full, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. All right. So it's very, very important. And when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about a specific case example. We call it If We Had $1 Million. We're going to go through that in a minute. But I want to make sure this is very important to me, and it should be important to you. What is your retirement alpha? And retirement alpha is how mortality credits improve retirement outcomes. So let's look at that. I know it's a complex term, this alpha, beta, and gamma in the financial world. Just like the Incredible Hulk had, right? So, but for the next 10 callers who call in right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review. I'm holding it up right now. You see it, it's packed with information,
wow.
Full color.
Yeah.
I mean, it isolates where you are right now. It also shows you steps you can make to get on the path to the perfect plan that you need for your life. And it'll indicate also if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value. We're going to give out absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 dedicated and saved for retirement. Folks, we'd love to help every single person who's listening, who's just starting. We have a great event coming up we're going to talk about later on, but we have to, if you're making chicken salad, there has to be some chicken available to make it, right?
There you go.
So if you've been smart and saved $200,000 or more, we can help you get to that next realm of the relay race. And what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now, and it will design a full-blown retirement plan. We'll also run a fee report. Now, this is very, very important because it will help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform that vitally important tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. If you could reduce your taxes, it's a good thing, by the way.
That's right.
Legally. Don't do it the wrong way.
Tax avoidance. That's
right. That's right. So we'll also run a customized income plan. This is the most vital part of any financial plan. As a matter of fact, it doesn't turn it into a retirement plan until you have that customized income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and, the most important part, take the worry out of living in retirement. When you get in retirement, let's not worry. Let's worry about where we're going to go next, not if the checks are coming or not.
No doubt.
Okay, and for the next five callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $999 value. We're going to give it away absolutely free and complimentary.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the four buckets of retirement and how safe doesn't have to be boring.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 11:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Concerns that the president will fire special counsel Robert Mueller prompt some senators to craft a bill to prevent that. Republican Senator Tom Tillis introduced it after the president called Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia a witch hunt. Tillis talks to Fox News Sunday and says the president would still be given the authority to get rid of a special counsel.
We don't want to restrict the administration's authority or the Department of Justice from removing a counsel. We just want to make sure to the American people they can be convinced it was done for the right reasons.
The bipartisan measure will be officially introduced Thursday. Bells ringing in Hiroshima this morning to commemorate the lives lost 72 years ago today during the world's first atomic bomb attack. It's a drug so potent that just touching it during seizures has left police officers high. Maryland's Department of Health says deaths from fentanyl overdoses spiked to 372 so far this year, up from 157 during the same period last year. The number of Democrats in many Virginia districts is growing. The Richmond Times-Dispatch says Fairfax County's Democratic membership went from 800 to 1,300 as of last month. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Rush.
We're cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Honest, I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't tell you not to laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by GetSchooled and the Ad Council.
It's 11:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still working that crash 95 southbound after Route 630 and a new one in Linden on 66 eastbound. As things snarled up right around Route 79. In Glen Echo, both directions at the Capitol Beltway, as you approach the Claire Barton Parkway, things start to slow down. No related crashes reported yet. Just keep an eye out for some slow traffic. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy skies, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. 76 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Arthur Sulzberger Sr. was an American publisher and businessman.
Born into a prominent media and publishing family, Sulzberger became publisher of the New York Times and chairman of the board of the New York Times Company in 1963. Sulzberger was 37 at the time, the youngest publisher in Times history. In the 1960s, Sulzberger built a large news gathering staff at the Times and was publisher when the newspaper won a Pulitzer Prize in 1972 for publishing the Pentagon Papers. Sulzberger died of a brain hemorrhage at his home on September 29, 2012. He was 86. When the publisher of the New York Times died, the family had to sell off stock to settle the estate, which is not unusual for families with enormous assets. The sale dropped the family's ownership of the Times from 15% down to 13%. That may not seem like a lot, but just a few years earlier, the family had 18% stock ownership before another death forced an earlier stock sale. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, I was talking to my uncle the other day, and we were talking about a topic that you were quite passionate about, but I just don't know all the intricate details about it, and that is the financial red zone. Wasn't sure if you wouldn't mind talking about that a little bit
financial
today.
Financial red zone.
Aha, yes.
It's our sounder for it there. You know, if you're basically, Thomas, it's pretty easy to understand, and there's no concrete age or whatever, but
okay.
It's 5 or 10 years before retirement or 5 or 10 years into your retirement.
Ah.
So it's a 20-year halo around your retirement age.
Okay, so the age it starts really depends on when you want to retire then. Okay.
To give you just a ballpark number, and this is where I really start getting worried if I'm talking to somebody and they're over this age and they really haven't thought about retirement.
Right.
And they have no plan put together and all their money's just scattered. Scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked. What did I just talk about?
The way you like your grits at Waffle House.
Actually, the hash browns.
Or hash browns. No, you got me there.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people just, they're all over the place. And so the financial red zone says if you're age 52 or older, in my opinion, we really need to start figuring out how to translate that lump sum you have into a retirement income. And, hey, it's not that much fun to talk about because we're talking about the rest of your life. We talk about mortality. We talk about when people pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one thing we don't talk about. We don't talk about our plans when we set them up ever passing away.
Okay.
So we plan to 121.
Wow.
And if you reach 121, congratulations. The plan doesn't stop, but we just say plan to 121 because I don't know anyone who's lived to 121.
There you go. I don't either.
Not yet.
So we call it outkicking our coverage. That's what they call it in the football world, but it's a good thing in this instance because it doesn't matter how long you live. You're always going to get that income, and if built right, you'll get increasing income.
Exactly.
And there'll be no worries if the market goes up or down. It doesn't matter for the income-type plan. If the market goes down, you don't lose what you've already gained, and you still get an income account growing or coming in for you. And even if your account balance goes to zero in the future, if you have a proper income plan, you still get that yearly income check for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Parker, that is valuable.
That's the most important key to every plan we put together.
You talk about peace of mind, and I know it's an overused cliche, a peace of mind. You know, like come into our car lot and get peace of mind with our extended warranty or whatever until something happens and you go in and say, oh, no, look at the little fine print right here.
That must have been a bad experience.
You know, what I always say is, well, everyone's bought a car, right?
Yeah.
The brochure giveth. What does the fine print do?
Taketh away.
Taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I've always read brochures from the back to front or contracts from the back to front because where do they hide stuff?
At the back.
At the back.
No doubt.
Where do the bad guys, the tough guys, when you watch these TV shows and like the mafia shows, where do they usually put the dead bodies? In the back.
In the trunk.
In the trunk, right? So let's make sure to identify if there's any bad things that'll kill your plan in your plan as it is today. And a lot of people there are sitting on plans. They're sitting on a time bomb. They don't really know what's happening, and it's not your fault if you like that because your planner's told you everything's fine.
Exactly.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone came in and said, well, we heard you on the radio. It really sounds good. We don't know if we have a financial plan or a retirement plan, and we know we don't have income, but our planner keeps telling us everything is fine.
Mm.
Same thing happened in the year 2000 and 2007, 2008 when people's balances were very low. And they would say, well, our planner told us it's just a paper loss. And a lot of people still haven't recovered from that, by the way.
You know,
you hear about the Dow going bananas, but a lot of people's plans have not recovered. So, Parker.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
We haven't done this in a couple weeks, but I thought it'd be a good time to do one of our million-dollar case examples.
I'll look forward to it.
Now, Parker, you've got somebody you call Mr. and Mrs. Smith. How original.
did they go to Washington?
And by the way, if your name is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're not talking about you. This is made-up names right here, right?
Their names were not Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But what we were looking at was they were both around the age of 60, and they had $1 million in their retirement assets. And we were just looking at turning that into an income stream. Because like you were talking about, Coach, bills and taxes don't stop, but paychecks do. So we had to create their own. So what we were looking at here was $1 million. They were retiring next year. August 1st of next year, they were done. So what we were looking at doing was seeing how much income we could get in the worst case market scenario. And we ran it through age 121. And so what we were looking at, both of them, they had Social Security. We know that's never enough. That's kind of a buffer in our plan.
But so, Social Security is a good thing to work into plan,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely. Look at maximization strategies and the best way to file.
So if you can get more Social Security, it's a good thing.
Oh, definitely. It's never bad to get more money.
And there's some secrets that people don't know about. Like if you were married for 10 years and now divorced, you may have access to your husband's or your ex-spouse without them knowing about it.
Wow.
Not a bad little thing.
Definitely. Yeah. Make your numbers better.
Yes.
Their expenses were relatively low. They had $1 million. They were 60, but their life expectancy is a long way away. Now, we ran it through 121. We could assume it'd be closer to 90, but we got $50,000 a year out of their retirement assets. That's a 5% payout with zero market risk.
Zero risk. Wow.
Zero risk.
That's incredible.
So 5%, but you also did something called a spend and leave plan for them, didn't you?
Exactly. And with that spend and leave, what we like doing is even though you're depleting your assets, we want you – when both of you and your wife or spouse, husband pass, to make sure that that nest egg was still there for a legacy.
Mm. So just to be simple, to really simplify it down, I don't know if that's a word or not, but they started with $1 million, right around $1 million.
Exactly.
And they had a $50,000 income starting at what age?
Age 61.
61. Okay. So they're not letting the money build at all. They're starting to take money out right away.
Yeah.
And so if you started taking money out of $1 million right away without a plan put together, you'd have like 23 or 4 years and it'd be gone.
No doubt, yeah.
Then you'd have zero, and zero is not your hero in that case, right?
And we ran it 30 years out, and not only did they receive from $1 million, $1.9 million in income, they still had $1.4 million left at age 90.
So spend and leave. They spent a lot of money, and then when they pass away, they've left more than they started with to their kids. And that's a big worry a lot of times for people is they don't want to, you know, they don't want to spend money and have it all disappear. Well, they're here and they sure want to leave some to their kids. So they don't want to pass away and have nothing to the kids. Because your kids wouldn't be too happy if they knew about that, would they?
And you know me, Coach, I had to put that increasing income in there. So we started at 50, but over that same amount of time, it grew every year, and it ended up close to 76,000 around that same time.
So let me get this straight. Each year when they went in for their financial fill-up to get their check, the first year was 50,000, but it increased over the term?
Exactly.
So they got more and more income, Thomas.
Wow.
And did they take more risk for that?
No more risk. We were maximizing upside, but we kept the foundation in play. Zero market volatility.
See, this is one of the topics we cover in our total retirement plan for all listeners. And so if you're one of the next 10 callers, you can have your very own total retirement plan done, which will include the spend and leave plan, the nest egg guide, the Social Security maximization strategies, a true income plan that has maximized income potential and increasing income throughout your life. And if I sound passionate about this, it's because I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is there's way too many people out there, you listening right now and driving on the road, you may be one of them that think they're fine, but they never really looked at what kind of income they can get from their lump sum. You, in effect, have what I call a lump sum time bomb. Mm. And you may not, if you're not retired yet, you may not realize this, but when you retire, and I've seen this, Parker, you see it every day too, when we sit across the table from someone and they're looking at their lump sum, it's almost like you're at the table and they bring all the money in and you put it all on the table and you say, hey, now let's play a little game. Let's pretend each year you have to reach into that lump sum and take money out. to live on.
Yeah, sure.
It's not too fun to reach in the first time to take money out because the big pile shrinks a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's say the market goes up, so you have a little bit more going in. All right,
okay.
So that's good. So the what you need to have happen there is you need to not live too long, and you need the market to go up like crazy to have it successful if you don't have a true plan.
Right.
And let's look at the wrong side, though. Let's say the market goes down, so your pile diminishes while you're watching it. You haven't taken the money out. The market took the money out.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you still got to reach in.
And then Uncle Sam reaches in and takes money out.
Ugh.
So tax efficiency, market efficiency, and making sure you know what your standard deviation is, making sure you're not taking too much risk for the time of your life you're in right now is very, very important.
Good point.
So we perform the tax analysis. We're going to take the mystery out of retirement planning. If you're in that financial red zone, which is 52 and older, you really need to find out about the total retirement plan and how it could apply to you. And if you're one of the next 10 callers, you can have that done at no cost or obligation. This is a $999 value if you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, I want to stress how important this is to make sure you understand what's going on. Because like Parker said, the people had $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money.
It is.
It's more than 80 or 90% of everyone listening has.
Sure, yeah.
And so the most important thing is to keep in mind to work with someone who works with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million.
Okay.
But we don't turn anyone away as long as they have $200,000 built, because we can help you get a true plan put together for lifetime income from as little as $200,000 or more.
Wow.
And so
it's
you don't need $1 million to have $1 million retirement plan.
Wow.
A lot of times.
Wow, that's incredible. The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
All right, we're going to finish the show up when we come back. We're going to talk about what a true diversification model is and also go into more detail on what a standard deviation number is.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
If your employer offers a match of your 401k contribution, be sure to at least contribute enough to qualify for 100% of that matching contribution. For example, an employer may offer to match 100% of your 401k contribution up to 5% of your income. Suppose your income is $100,000. 5% of that is, of course, $5,000. In this scenario, you would be giving up $5,000 a year of free money if you don't contribute to your 401k to get that match. A Roth 401k is funded with after-tax income, and this is becoming a popular option as companies begin offering them. But whichever you choose, a Roth or a traditional 401k, find out how much your employer will match and be sure you don't leave money on the table by not putting in enough to qualify for the 100% match. If your boss called you into his office and offered a tax-free raise, what would you say? No? When you ignore the company match, you are essentially turning down a tax-free raise. It's free money. No matter what, you need to contribute enough to get the full company match. This is the bare minimum.
Well, I've got a question, and I'm going to start this segment with this question. And it is, I think everybody out there, no matter where you are in life, you need to ask yourself this question, and probably you have relatives that need to ask themselves this as well. Here it is. How confident are you that your plan as it is set up right now is the best possible plan for the rest of your life to get you all the way through retirement with income, hopefully increasing income? And if you can't answer that you're 110% confident that you have a true retirement plan in place, you really need to give us a call right now.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
You know, it's so vitally important that people do that, and I wanted to just make call attention to that because I've got an article right in front of me from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. It just came out in May of 2017, so it's fairly new. And Thomas, you want to guess what the title is? you don't have any ESP abilities.
No, I don't.
All right. So here it is. How will more retirees affect investment returns?
Huh. Interesting.
And this is a comprehensive report. You know, when universities do things, it's got how many pages? 7 pages of footnotes.
Oh, wow.
Remember footnotes?
Talk about back in the day. Absolutely.
Remember footnotes? Well, here it is. And it's something to think about. And it's something really, you know, I'm a geek when it comes to the financial world. And this does keep me up at night sometimes. I don't sleep to about 4 o'clock, do I, guys? I get emails and texts
all the time. We get texts all the time.
Oh, it's true.
Think about this. All right, so what caused the market boom originally? All right, so we have to get into our magic money machine. And let's go back to the future when we talk about this. Because it's a date, 1974 can be debated to some people, but somewhere around there, maybe 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when the 401k was developed.
Yep.
All right, so why would the 401k being developed help the market out?
More people putting in.
There you go.
Yeah, because before that, it was you had to have a lot of money to put money in the market,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Even back then, if you wanted to trade a stock, it was like $50 or $60 per trade. Plus,
they
charged
a
percentage of money per share you bought.
Wow. Pre-regulation.
I mean, I bought stock one time right out of college right there in 1988, and it cost me like $500 to buy a couple hundred shares of a company.
Mm.
Now, think about that. We're used to $7 trades now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just said it cost me $500 to buy one set of trade, like 200 shares.
Sure, yeah.
And so if I wanted to sell it, it cost me another $500.
Oh, yeah.
And so because trading got so cheap, day traders came in, and that's why the market moves all around from day to day. You turn the market on in the day in the morning, and it's up, and then it's all around, and it ends up about where it started.
Yeah.
Day traders.
Cat chasing.
Wow. All right, but what's the main reason the market's been going up? One of the main reasons is the 401k, because millions of people are putting money into their retirement plans through their 401k, and when you put money in your 401k, guess what they have to do with that money at the company?
Invest it.
They have to invest it. Thomas is nodding over there. They can't see you nodding, Thomas, on the radio.
No, they can't.
That's right. All right. So, but what happens here is when the money goes in, it's artificially inflating the market, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's full of hot air right now.
And so what the article talks about here is how will more retirees affect investment returns? When people, they call it the transition effect, when people stop putting money in, number one, the market stops going up as fast. But then not only that, but they've brought the train to a stop, and all of a sudden they whip it into reverse. What happens? They're taking money out. You think that might put downward pressure on there. So, again, it's almost a game of musical chairs. Who's going to get their money out first, and then who's going to say, well, I'll just wait for next week when the market recovers and the market keeps going down?
Yeah, who wants to be that person?
Because there's no guarantees in the market, right?
Exactly.
And so we never want to – We never want to go into our accounts and see this.
And it's gone.
Yeah, we don't want all the money gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Parker, what would you advise when we talk about the true diversification model, and this is leading right into what I said we'd talk about, is if everyone has all their money in the 401k or depending on the 401k for all their retirement, is that a good strategy?
No, you need to have control of your own assets. And once your baseline's in effect, you have more, I would say, I guess, wiggle room to play up and down market volatility. But as long as you have that paycheck coming in, then you can look at taking more risk. But until that time and you have the control in your hand, like you said, it's a gamble. You're not up until you're out.
Well, and what you said a word, and I know what it means, but a lot of people out there might not know. What is a baseline?
Baseline is that retirement foundation, that paycheck coming in, that income stream of you self-creating your own pension in retirement.
I call it flooring. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of universities, too. Basically, you establish what it's going to take for you to pay all your bills in retirement. Mm-hmm. And then that's the floor. All right. Everything above that, you've got your house and a roof, I call it, too, because you've got your house. So once you've got all that, even if you didn't make any more money, let's say the market went to hell in a handbasket, you would still have a place to live and you'd have all your necessary expenses covered.
True.
Okay? But when I talk to people about what they envision retirement being, Thomas, what do you envision retirement being?
Well, for me, my dream is to drive across the country, get a RV or something of the nature. Yeah, yeah. But at the end of the day, obviously, I obviously want to be able to pay my bills, pay for that RV, caravan, whatever it may be, fund meals on the road,
yep.
Keep up my photography equipment. Yeah.
So, Parker, what do you envision retirement?
Oh, my retirement, I'm seeing a game in every single NFL and MLB stadium across the country, but I will not be in an RV.
Baseball and football.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, both of you guys said things that are over and above what we call the flooring.
Certainly.
Or the baseline.
Standard of living.
Standard living. So we want to take the worry out of living in retirement. And when we say living, we mean not just breathing. We mean doing what we want to do when we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, the main goal of why we have this show for the last 12 years, more than 12 years we've been on the radio, by the way, but the reason we do this is to show people, yes, there is a way, or there might be a way, where you could have that retirement you always dreamed about, and you might be able to have it sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm.
But the first step, again, is to translate or look at what you have right now financially and make sure that if you think you have a retirement plan, you really have a retirement plan. Because I've seen way too many people that come in, we get our financial magnifying glass out, where all they have is a financial plan with lump sums. There's no income built in.
They walk in and they see, how much do I need to retire, not how am I going to retire, how am I going to pay to retire.
So when we get to that point, and remember Superman used to, before, he was a news reporter, right? Clark Kent.
He was.
And so he'd see something happen over there, and you're like, over to the left. And he'd have to look around and find a phone booth, didn't he?
Sure.
So he'd run over the phone booth, and then he'd pop out as Superman.
That's right.
Until the last episode that was Superman, where they didn't have a phone booth. Remember, because cell phones were out, and they had one of the stand-up phone booths. It wasn't a real booth anymore.
Oh,
you remember phone booths?
You know, that is something that is a little bit before my time. But
well, it was they made it a little comedic, because they had him looking for a phone booth, and all he could find is one of those phones on a wall, but it wasn't a phone booth anymore.
Oh, no.
Like you see at the airport.
I got you.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
yeah.
So what we do, though, is we take your plan, and we put it into a financial phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a financial plan, and it out pops a retirement plan.
Mm.
All right? That's about as simple as it is for people that are watching, by the way. We do a lot of the work behind the scenes. It takes us hours of work with 18 different planners a lot of times all throughout the nation to put together the perfect plan, the total retirement plan. But all you see as a listener when you sit down with us is in a three-step process, you see your worries and your financial plan turn into a worry-free retirement plan. And one of the things we do is we go through something we call the true diversification model, looking at how much risk you're taking. And if you don't have an income plan, you're taking even more risk than you realize. Do you agree with that statement, Parker?
100%. You're going to have to pull that money out, whether it's up or down. And if you're down 10 and you're pulling out that 5% we were talking about earlier, you're down 15 for all intents and purposes.
So let's design a true income plan, one that takes that worry out of living in retirement. And if you're one of the next 20 callers as we leave for the show, and keep in mind, folks, when you do call in, you may get a busy signal. Because a lot of people call, and you may not hear back from the staff until the next day. But keep in mind, your phone calls are logged when you call, so you don't have to call three or four times. Once you leave a message, we've got that message, and we promise we'll call you back the next business day. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value we're going to give away complimentary with no obligation to the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, the most important part, what this will do for you, it will take the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you the most important part, where you are right now. So many people don't know where they are right now in the financial world. We're also going to run a fee report. Folks, this is enlightening because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner, advisor, or yourself is truly costing you in exposed and hidden fees, expenses, and commissions. And if you can eliminate the unnecessary fees, risk, and commissions, you can protect your retirement investment and you could experience dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. But what I think, and Parker, I see you over nodding there and you see me holding up the one-page financial review, but I think the most important part is we run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do it right, it'll take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 20 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $999 value. Going to give away complimentary with no obligation.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, fast-moving show. Folks, I hope you learned a little bit today. We're always here to help you with more advanced knowledge customized for you. For Thomas Liscombe, Parker Holland, this is Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.